Hi, Lisa Blake here, and today we have the opportunity to learn more about how to save for retirement and college at the same time with our own financial planning analyst, Adam Gentry. Hi, Adam. As a financial planning analyst, what questions or goals do you often see from younger clients?
For many people, saving for retirement and college at the same time can be a financial juggling act. Each life experience comes with a hefty price tag, and the sticker price on both just keeps going up. That's why starting as early as possible is key to achieving your financial goals. When you consider using your hard-earned dollars to help anyone, including your children, you need to see where you stand with your own financial plan. Periods of market volatility and economic uncertainty, like right now, are great opportunities to revisit your financial plan.
That makes sense to me, Adam. What are some of the bumps in the road that you foresee with retirement and college savings goals?
As you think about how much money you'll need to live comfortably in retirement, be sure to consider the impact of rising healthcare costs, the future of Social Security benefits, a higher cost of living due to inflation, and the potential risk of outliving your assets. The longer you are in retirement, the greater the risk that inflation can significantly affect your purchasing power. We generally use 3% inflation for everyday goods and services, and many financial professionals assume even higher inflation for healthcare and education expenses. Tuition often outpaces general inflation, increasing about 8% per year according to FinAid, which means the cost of college doubles every 9 years.
Wow. So what are some action steps our listeners can take, Adam?
Well, with a combination of planning, budgeting, and discipline, you can save enough to achieve your financial goals. Here's three general tips. First, pay yourself. Contribute 10 to 15% of your income every paycheck to your 401k, 403b, or other employer savings plan. At the very minimum, fund your retirement account to get the full employer match if offered. Second, pad your savings when you get a raise, bonus, or a cash windfall like an inheritance. For example, if you receive a 3% raise or bonus, put 1% in your retirement account, 1% towards a college savings account, and direct the remaining 1% towards an investment account if you do not already have an emergency fund to cover 3 to 6 months of expenses. Finally, invest in a 529 savings plan. These investment accounts provide tax-free growth. If your child is a newborn or very young, they won't be needing college funds for some time. If you make deposits on a regular basis, you can take advantage of years of compounding growth. The account's earnings are also potentially tax-free as long as you use the withdrawals to pay for the beneficiary's qualified higher education expenses.
Adam, this is great insights. Thank you for your time. If you'd like to learn more about this topic or obtain additional information, please go to GarneyESOP.com. That's GarneyESOP.com. Or feel free to give me a call at 816-760-3627.
The opinions and other information in the commentary are provided as of July 29th, 2020. This summary is intended to provide general information only and may be of value to the reader and audience. This material is not a recommendation of any particular investment strategy, is not based on any particular financial situation or need, and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified attorney, tax advisor, or investment professional. While Commerce may provide information or express opinions from time to time, such information or opinions are subject to change, are not offered as professional tax or legal advice, and may not be relied on as such. Data contained herein from third-party providers is obtained from what are considered reliable sources. However, its accuracy, completeness, or reliability cannot be guaranteed and is subject to change. Diversification does not guarantee a profit or protect against all risk. Commerce Trust Company is a division of Commerce Bank.
Commerce Trust Company is a division of Commerce Bank. Important material disclosures regarding the content of this call follow. Information provided is effective as of today, October 6, 2020, and is presented for the purpose of general education, information, and illustration only, are not a recommendation on any future investment or market behavior, and is not to be considered the opinion of Commerce Trust Company or Commerce Bank. The risk of loss from investing in securities or other investments can be substantial. You should consider whether investments entered into directly by you or on a discretionary managed basis through Commerce Trust Company or elsewhere are appropriate for you in light of your investment objectives, financial circumstances, tax status, and your tolerance to risk and your investment experience. In considering whether to trade or invest, you should inform yourself and be aware of the risk. Generally, non-depository investments offered in connection with Commerce Bank and its affiliates are not guaranteed, are not FDIC insured, and as noted earlier, may lose value. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, and the other information in the commentary provided as this date are subject to change. Information provided is presented for the purpose of general education, information, and illustration only, is not recommendation on any future investment or market behavior, and is not to be considered an opinion of Commerce Trust Company, Commerce Bank.